I don't get it. I just don't get it. Something's off about this gospel lesson. You get that feeling? You know, my wife, every time she hears this, she says, yeah, and how would they eat dinner if Martha didn't do it? You know? And here's Martha running around doing all this work. Mary sitting there on her behind doing nothing. I mean, she's right. She ought to be helping, shouldn't she? I mean, it flies against the great Bible of the Protestant work ethic. Especially that saying in the book of Hallucinations 5:4. Idle hands may pray for the devil's work. So Jesus, tell her to get up. Help. Nope. Instead, Jesus chides Martha. Says Mary's chosen the better thing. What's going on here? Well, Martha's running around, all distracted, and Mary's taking a journey without steps. She's there at the feet of Jesus, moving inward. Just yesterday morning, I saw an example of the 21st century American Gothic. I was out running, and it appeared in front of me, heading towards me. Little boy, about 6 years old. Mom, right next to him. Dad, over here, pushing a stroller with the baby. And they're all jogging together. It was a family out on a Saturday morning doing a family outing. But the thing that made it the 21st century Gothic for me was Dad. One hand firmly on the baby carriage, trotting along with his family at the speed of this 5 or 6 year old. And then the other hand firmly holding a phone. He did take enough time to go, hello, as I ran by, distracted. How can you be somewhere and not be there at the same time? That gentleman probably felt he was out doing a family outing. And his body was there, but he was not present. That's what Jesus is getting to. What we give our attention to, we energize. And God knows there's a lot out there in the world to distract us. And there's a lot in here that maybe that journey without steps would carry me to that I don't want to see. A mystic wrote a poem back around the 12th century that kind of points to this. He wrote, keep walking, though there's no place to get to. Don't try to see through the distances. That's not for human beings. Move within. Don't move the way fear makes you move. Move within. But don't move the way fear makes you move. Martha was rushing about, distracted. Mary was making the journey without steps. Which journey will you take?